Syrian troops bombed residential neighborhoods in the central city of Homs for the fifth straight day today, killing scores of people in what activists say is the regime's final push to retake areas controlled by the rebels. Chris Altieri reports.
The violence comes as President Bashar al-Assad's regime is becoming increasingly isolated over its deadly crackdown on dissent. Five European countries and six Arab Gulf nations have pulled their ambassadors out of Damascus, and the U.S. has closed its embassy in Syria. Germany also says its envoy will not be replaced. Opposition activist Abu Abdo al-Homsi described the violence in Homs to journalists with Al Jazeera.
Tankers, they never left the streets of Homs, and there are continuous bombing from them. Besides the rocket shelling, which comes from the student dormitory. Snipers are everywhere, and the medical support is very, very bad. We are just waiting to be killed here.
Syria's President Assad was bolstered Tuesday by a visit from Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who was accompanied by Russia's Chief Intelligence Officer Mikhail Fradkov. In talks in Damascus, the Russians pushed for a solution to the Syrian crisis that would include reforms by the regime and a dialogue with the opposition, but not for Assad to step down. The UN estimates that the government crackdown has killed more than 5,400 people since March of last year. Hundreds more people are believed to have been killed since the UN released that figure last month, though the ongoing violence has made it impossible to collect and verify reliable data for an updated casualty estimate. I'm Chris Altieri.